Chapter 2. The Surprising Find. Kapitola 2. Překvapivý nález. After settling into his room, Pepa decided to explore his new temporary home, room 204, a little more. Poté, co se Pepa ve svém pokoji zabydlel, rozhodl se svůj dočasný domov, pokoj 204, trochu víc prozkoumat. After settling into his room, Pepa decided to explore his new temporary home, room 204, a little more. He was about to take some pictures of that gorgeous view when suddenly something else caught his attention. Zrovna se chystal udělat si pár fotek toho překrásného výhledu, když najednou upoutalo jeho pozornost něco jiného. He was about to take some pictures of that gorgeous view when suddenly something else caught his attention. It wasn't the lingering memories of his past relationship or a sudden feeling of homesickness that unsettled him.
Nebyly to přetrvávající vzpomínky na jeho minulý vztah nebo náhlý nával stesku po domovu, co by ho znepokojilo.
It wasn't the lingering memories of his past relationship or a sudden feeling of homesickness that unsettled him. It was something entirely unexpected. It was actually a coincidence.
Bylo to něco naprosto neočekávaného. Vlastně to byla náhoda.
It was something entirely unexpected. It was actually a coincidence. After dropping his phone on the floor, he bent down to grab it and glanced under the bed.
Poté, co upustil mobil na podlahu, se sehnul, aby ho sebral a letmo pohlédl pod postel.
After dropping his phone on the floor, he bent down to grab it and glanced under the bed. There, to his surprise, lay, how can I say discreetly?
Tam k jeho překvapení ležel, jak to říct jenom diskrétně.
There, to his surprise, lay, how can I say it discreetly? The thing that two people use when they want to make love safely?
Ta věc, kterou dva lidé používají, když se chtějí milovat bezpečně?
The thing that two people use when they want to make love safely? I think you know what I mean. Yeah, it was a condom, which is clearly not part of the standard room amenities.
Myslím, že víte, co myslím. Jo, byl to kondom, který očividně není součástí standardního vybavení pokoje.
I think you know what I mean. Yep, it was a condom, which is clearly not a part of the standard room amenities.
What the hell? Is that a freaking condom? Pepa said to himself, a mix of amusement and puzzlement in his voice. Cože, to je fakt kondom? Řekl si Pepa a z jeho hlasu bylo slyšet pobavení a zmatení.
What the hell? Is that a freaking condom? Pepa said to himself, a mix of amusement and puzzlement in his voice. Deciding this issue required a personal touch, Pepa called the reception.
Pepa se rozhodl, že tento problém vyžaduje osobní kontakt a zavolal na recepci.
Deciding this issue required a personal touch, Pepa called the reception.
Hello, this is Pepa Novák from room 204. There's something here that I think needs your attention.
Halo, tady Pepa Novák z pokoje 204. Je tady něco, co myslím, že vyžaduje vaši okamžitou pozornost.
Hello, this is Pepa Novák from room 204. There's something here that I think needs your direct attention.
I don't want to talk about it over the phone. Could somebody come up, please?
Nechci o tom mluvit po telefonu. Mohl by někdo přijít nahoru, prosím?
I don't want to talk about it over the phone. Could somebody come up, please? Shortly, a knock came, and Angela appeared at the door,
her professionalism still in place.
Zakrátko se ozvalo zaklepání a Angela se objevila ve dveřích se svým profesionalismem.
Shortly, a knock came and Angela appeared at the door, her professionalism still in place.
Pepa pointed out the discovery under the bed, and for a moment, they just both looked at it, and awkward silence was filling the whole room.
Pepa ukázal na svůj objev pod postelí a chvíli se na něj jenom oba dívali, zatímco trapné ticho zaplňovalo celý pokoj.
Pepa pointed out the discovery under the bed, and for a moment, they both just looked at it, an awkward silence filling the whole room. Angela's professional behavior briefly faltered, her face blushing with embarrassment.
Angelino profesionální chování krátce ochablo a její obličej studem zčervenal.
Angela's professional behavior briefly faltered, her face blushing with embarrassment.
Mr. Novák, I'm terribly sorry about this. This definitely doesn't meet the cleanliness and privacy standards we try to maintain here.
Pane Nováku, hrozně se vám za tohle omlouvám. Tohle rozhodně nesplňuje naše nároky na čistotu a soukromí, které se tu snažíme dodržovat.
Mr. Novák, I'm terribly sorry about this. This definitely doesn't meet the cleanliness and privacy standards we try to maintain here.
Pepa, trying to break the ice, replied with a light chuckle.
Well, I guess it's one way to welcome a guest, though not exactly what I was expecting.
Pepa se snažil prolomit ledy a odpověděl smírným uchechtnutím.
No, asi je to jeden ze způsobů, jak přivítat hosta, i když tohle jsem teda úplně nečekal.
Pepa, trying to break the ice, replied with a light chuckle.
Well, I guess it's one way to welcome a guest, though not exactly what I was expecting.
Angela managed a small laugh, appreciating Pepa's understanding. Let me make it up to you.
Angela se dokázala trochu zasmát a vážila si Pepova pochopení. Dovolte mi, abych vám to vynahradila.
Angela managed a small laugh, appreciating Pepa's understanding. Let me make it up to you. We'd like to offer you a complimentary upgrade to our royal suite for the inconvenience, Mr. Novák.
Rádi bych vám za vzniklou nepříjemnost nabídli bezplatný upgrade do našeho královského apartma, pane Nováku.
We'd like to offer you a complimentary upgrade to our royal suite for the inconvenience, Mr. Novák.
The gesture surprised Pepa.
Wow, I guess that finding the condom was actually the best thing that could happen to me.
To gesto Pepu překvapilo. Páni, najít ten kondom byla ve skutečnosti ta nejlepší věc, která se mi mohla stát.
The gesture surprised Pepa. Wow, I guess that finding the condom was actually the best thing that could happen to me.
It sounds fantastic, Angela. Thank you. And please, it's Pepa.
To zní fantasticky, Angelo. Děkuju. A prosím, říkej mi Pepo.
That sounds fantastic, Angela. Thank you. And please, it's Pepa.
After looking at a condom together, I think that a first name basis is in order, he added with a grin.
Potom, co jsme se spolu dívali na kondom, tak si myslím, že je tykání na místě, dodal s úšklepkem.
After looking at a condom together, I think that a first name basis is in order, he added with a grin.
She chuckled. It's my pleasure, Pepa.
Uchechtla se. Je mi potěšením, Pepo.
She chuckled. It's my pleasure, Pepa.
I'm glad you're enjoying your stay, Angela replied with a warm smile. Jsem ráda, že si pobyt užíváš, odpověděla Angela s vřelým úsměvem.
I'm glad you're enjoying your stay, Angela replied with a warm smile.
During the comfortable silence that followed, Pepa's curiosity kicked in.
Během příjemného ticha, které následovalo, se ozvala Pepova zvědavost.
During the comfortable silence that followed, Pepa's curiosity kicked in.
So, your dad, he began hesitantly, not wanting to pry, but unable to suppress his curiosity.
Takže tvůj táta, začal váhavě. Nechtěl vyzvídat, ale nebyl schopný svoji zvědavost potlačit.
So your dad, he began hesitantly, not wanting to pry, but unable to suppress his curiosity.
He seems to keep you pretty busy. Is he the owner here?
Vypadá to, že tě tady pěkně zapřáhnul. Patří mu to tady?
He seems to keep you pretty busy. Is he the owner here?
Angela's expression shifted momentarily. Finally, a flicker of something beyond her professionalism.
Angelinin výraz se na moment proměnil. Konečně viděl záblesk něčeho nad rámec jejího profesionalismu.
Angela's expression shifted momentarily. Finally, a flicker of something beyond her professionalism.
Yes, he owns the hotel. And yes, he keeps me and everyone else on our toes, she said in a light tone, but with a hint of something unspoken.
Ano, ten hotel mu patří. A ano, udržuje mě i všechny ostatní ve střehu. Řekla klidným tónem, ale s náznakem něčeho nevysloveného.
Yes, he owns the hotel. And yes, he keeps me and everybody else on our toes. She said in a light tone, but with a hint of something unspoken.
Then, as if remembering where she was, she quickly added, But enough of my dad.
Pak, jako by si vzpomněla, kde zrovna je, rychle dodala, ale už dost o mém tátovi.
Then, as if remembering where she was, she quickly added, But enough about my dad. I hope the rest of your stay is without surprises.
Doufám, že zbytek tvého pobytu už bude bez překvapení.
I hope the rest of your stay is without surprises.
Surprises like these make for good stories, don't you think? And, oh, by the way, do you have any dinner recommendations? Pepa asked, hoping to continue their light-hearted banter.
Z takových překvapení pak vznikají dobrý historky, nemyslíš?
A ještě mimochodem, nemáš nějaký doporučení na večeři? Zeptal se Pepa a doufal, že jejich laškování bude pokračovat.
Surprises like this make for good stories, don't you think? And oh, by the way, do you have any dinner recommendations? Pepa asked, hoping to continue their light-hearted banter.
Angela suggested a cozy Italian restaurant right next to the hotel, known for its excellent seafood.
Angela navrhla útulnou italskou restauraci přímo vedle hotelu, proslulou svými vynikajícími mořskými plody.
Angela suggested a cozy Italian restaurant right next to the hotel, known for its excellent seafood.
Thanks, Angela. Maybe I'll see you there, Pepa said playfully.
Díky, Angelo. Možná se tam potkáme, řekl laškovně Pepa.
Thanks, Angela. Maybe I'll see you there, Pepa said playfully.
Maybe, Angela replied with a smile. Enjoy your dinner, Pepa.
Možná, odpověděla Angela s úsměvem. Užij si večeři, Pepo.
Maybe, Angela replied with a smile. Enjoy your dinner, Peppa. Heading out to dinner, Peppa felt a sense of excitement after a really long time.
Když mířil na večeři, tak Peppa cítil po hodně dlouhé době nadšení.
Heading out to dinner, Peppa felt a sense of excitement after a really long time. Sorrento was already feeling like the fresh start he had hoped for.
Sorrento se už teďka zdálo být tím novým začátkem, ve který doufal.
Sorrento was already feeling like the fresh start he had hoped for. Man, this really is a new beginning, he thought to himself, eager to find out what else was in store.
Tyjo, tohle je fakt nový začátek, pomyslel si. A byl natěšený na to, co dalšího ho ještě čeká.
Man, this really is a new beginning, he thought to himself, eager to find out what else was in store.
Více v další kapitole a nezapomeň si prohlídnout a procvičování keywords. Těším se, čauky.